welcome to another episode of Kind of a Big Deal Podcast. I am your host, Terry Miller, and I am joined by my co-host, Doug Parks.
Hello, everyone.
And this week we are joined with a friend that was on episode one of season two, and he is back. Mr. Michael Artis Cooper. And as the Spotify reviews say, he needs some Adderall.
Look, you're offering, I'm taking, but I don't have ADHD. I'm just weird.
So this week we are going to be doing a flush the format style episode, and we are calling it Free Ballin'.
With Michael. I'm wearing the wrong pants for that, but let's give it a shot.
So we have our coffee and we're sitting around in Michael's small living room, but it's beautiful.
Fuck you, bitch. Leave it to the bottom to be a size queen.
Are they always size queens?
Asians just learn to accept what they get.
Since the last time that we had spoken, what have you had going on?
COVID. I've been working like insane. Got a new couch because fucking Doug leaked all over my last one with his fucking lubricated butthole. Don't be mad, Doug. I kept the cushion.
Reminds me of you. I left you some artwork.
Well, you like water-based, so we can call it watercolor.
So mix some food coloring in with it.
No, yours came a little brown already. It's fine.
Yeah.
We do the earth tones here.
I see.
It's fine.
I see you have a blanket on it now.
This is a new couch. Well, new to us, but, you know, we just put a nice little blanket just in case he leaks.
I'm hearing static. It's all... I'd rather not have one.
It's not static. I just have a lisp. Don't be rude.
No, it has nothing to do with that. The sounds just weird. But I can hear everybody like this, so as long as y'all can hear me.
Sure.
I mean, I'm talking into the mic. It's traveling through it to your ears.
Here. Your mic thing wasn't muted, so it's picking up double.
All right. Yeah, it's better.
The technical difficulties that we have on a regular basis, man.
Yeah, you judge my small living room. How about your sound work?
Well, we dragged this around with us. If we like kept it in one spot all the time and everything stayed hooked up, we would be all right.
Well, if we had a place, we would be able to make a studio type area and then we would be okay.
You want something spacious like his butthole. Just accepting of anything.
Oh, so a double wide trailer? What I say?
Not that wide.
Yeah, you know, Doug, you're more like a single wide shed.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. From the front, it looks big, but when you get inside, it's not that deep. It's pretty shallow.
Like my morals.
Oh, wow. This is...
I've had 3 cups of coffee now. A Mountain Dew, and I hit my bowl twice on the way over here because that's really all I had to smoke, you know, or else I would probably be a lot more higher than I am now. But I'm not complaining. I feel pretty good. And Michael made this lovely, delicious pecan apple bread pudding.
Oh, I was waiting where you're going to finish with this. I was like, what's he going to say?
I said apple pecan, and I'm like, pecan apple. I just switched them up. I got stuck in my head what I was going to say. I didn't know if the nuts should go before the fruit.
Look, I'm telling you right now, if you stick yourself in nuts first, you're doing it wrong.
The twig first, then the berries.
What?
I love how we're talking about this. I can't tell if Terry's scared or excited.
I'm playing with the soundboard.
We're sure you're playing with something.
You two are like doing the show and I'm just over here doing my thing with my soundboard. So keep on going. It's perfect.
We play this game called What's This Button Do? So you just look over there to pretty color squares and you pick a color and Terry hits it.
Purple. Oh, that's fucked up. Don't like that. Turn that off.
It's crickets.
Yeah, he hears enough crickets.
Fucking hell. I swear to God, it's one downfall. So, well, not the one, but it's one of the many downfalls of living in the ghetto. We don't get roaches. We don't get ants. But just every fall, fucking crickets. What the? I don't get it.
Yeah, growing up in the house we grew up in on a farm, we used to get these hard-shelled worms that smelled really bad.
Wait, hold on. Stop, stop. Hard-shell worms.
Yeah, they were worms that were like, they had a beetle shell.
Have you ever seen Animal Planet? Worms don't have shells.
Well, whatever.
That's called a centipede.
Whatever these things were, they were tiny and fucked up. They stunk. They came from everywhere, just everywhere they were.
Are we talking about stink bugs?
No, they're worms. They had no legs. They're just like these little.
On this episode, we discuss how Doug grew up next to a toxic waste dump.
Yeah. We weren't near any of that, but Deer Creek.
What are you doing? I don't know. Terry's over here just with two fingers right up his nostrils. Like, and he looks like he's in such ecstasy. At like one point, I'm like, you do you. And at the same time, it's like, where were those fingers?
That's not what I was doing.
Were they down your shoes?
No.
Do you sniff no toe jam?
No.
Why'd you pause?
No.
No that you're not answering, or no to what I'm asking?
That's kind of like saying no to everything because I'm gonna get into a trap here.
That's kind of like how we met, you know.
But you suck his fingers in your toe jam.
Yeah, I put on Grindr that I consider fisting first base, and he contacted me, and I'm like, you have to want that if you're this curious.
Why every episode do we have to talk about this?
Because it's funny.
I just want to know. Do you get a manicure? Because last time I saw you had some hangnails, and that's rude if you're going to fist someone.
No, I don't get manicures. That's part of it. It's called French ticklers.
Terry, I'm looking at you. I am so sorry for your butthole. No wonder that thing's a double wide trailer.
I've never been fisted, nor do I want to be fisted. It sparked a conversation.
About fisting.
Yeah.
No, because I had to ask him how in the fuck is fisting first base when there's so many other things. Like, what the hell comes after that?
I can answer that. When the only thing you have going for you is your butthole, fisting's first base.
Yeah. I get scared when I look in the mirror.
Wait, when you look in the mirror, all you see is a butt. Number one, where is your mirror and how do you walk up to it?
I'm at my face.
Your face is a butthole?
When you said when all you have going for you is your butthole.
And we're talking about your face. I'm so confused. Are we comparing your face to a butthole? Do this.
No, I'm not doing that.
Well, I'm grateful because you have a great smile with teeth and your butthole has that too. I'm scared.
But what I was saying was like everybody says that I have a radio voice, but I don't have the face for TV.
I wish our buttholes did have teeth because sometimes you need to pinch.
No, all right, we're done. Able to
bite that off sometimes. It's like, this is not.
No, no, no. Number one, you're a top. You should know better. Because you know what? Bottoms are petty. Even if they love you, they're happy with you, they have to be pissed at you once. They're like, I'm going to bite that shit off. Fucking you left that spoon in the sink. I told you, put them right in the drainer.
Ooh. Well, they could do that. They could do that and be petty if they're blowing you. So it don't matter.
Number one, I know the face of a petty bottom. And if I see that twinkle in their eye, my dick ain't coming out.
How about vibrating teeth in your anus?
That's a chainsaw. You just described butthole chainsaws. Can we move on?
Butthole chainsaws. Wow, the topics that we get into with Michael Artis Cooper.
This is not my fault.
This is totally your fault.
How is this my fault?
Look, we only have conversations like this when you're on the podcast. I think we need to give you some Adderall.
I mean, if you're offering it, I'm not going to say no, but still, I think it's for the wrong reasons you're offering it. Do you even have it? That's rude to offer if you can't even provide.
Oh, man. My hookups are in New Jersey.
See, you say hookups and that my mind goes somewhere else.
For the Adderall. Oh, get your mind out the gutter.
No, that's where it lives.
Oh, no, they're not all in Jersey. Just a couple of them. But what does Adderall do?
So if you don't need Adderall, it gives you energy, like makes you active.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're active. But if you're through the roof, it comes again. Grinder fisting. Yeah, you're active, all right. This tea, sipping on this is just delicious. Hold on.
Pinky up. You drink tea with your pinky up.
Like this.
The other one.
Fuck you, ain't no lady.
Fuck you, ain't no lady.
All right. Where are we going with this conversation?
I have no clue.
We talked about, you know, Terry's hookups in New Jersey and, you know, fisting with a bad hangnail with fingers. And then we talked about butthole chainsaws. Where are we going?
So we are going to get more serious about our food critic page. And we are going to try to find some restaurants to go to and critique.
I'm
going to
warn everyone now. Doug is a lot nicer than I am.
I'm looking forward to that. I really am.
I think that's going to be a competition, though. You are gonna have like a dick showing competition with rating restaurants. I can see it now.
Look here, unless we're going to a German restaurant where we're serving brats, my dick ain't coming out. It is in its natural casing, though. So,
have you been to the New Prost?
I've not been to the New Prost. I've heard about it, but I haven't been to the new one. I'm hearing good things. But at the same time, I've also heard bad things of the old pro, so I'm skeptical.
Yeah, I went to the old pro. And last time I went, I got the soured beef, because I usually like it if it's done right, but they did not do it right. It wasn't sour like sauerkraut sour. It was sour like I haven't taken a shower after running a 10-mile run.
I love when you're talking about being all musky, job, all this. You know? Terry's just like sitting up more and more like, are you a musky man? We're talking about like musky armpits and your eyes are getting bigger. Your smile's getting bigger. You're like,
Like freshly opened salt vinegar chips. You know, just like super like not good. But
I love how you and I are talking about all these nasty, sour, musky things. And Terry's over there like, I like this. I like this. Where we're going with this.
He wants to smell his feet.
This is true.
What? You stop. I was not smelling my goddamn feet.
You had something in them fingers you loved, but let's digress.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
You dip it in Mountain Dew and smell it.
See, you hear that and you think he's like, oh my god, I can't take this, but his eyes roll back in the back of his head like, oh my god, Mountain Dew, yes.
That's what we'll get you for your birthday.
Oh my god, I cream over some Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew flavored Coke. Do some lines of it.
No. I'm good. I don't need no Coke. I don't need no Coca-Cola either.
Oh my goodness.
Where are we going with this?
Yeah, where are we going with this episode? Because I
Mac
feel like
has a massager.
Mac has a massager?
Yeah. The one that I was telling you about that I used to have.
Wait, you know, if you just hear the sound, it sounds a lot worse than it really is. I mean, you could. I mean, just put that on the end of your dick. Well, not on the end, like, you know, under me.
I used to put mine up under me and sit on it and jerk off.
You're not borrowing this now. If it comes home smelling like salty vinegar chips, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm just going to go buy one because I need one anyway.
You used to put it on your taint?
Yeah. And I did never use the expression, I taint happy. That taint was happy.
I'm telling you right now, he lubed it up with some olive oil and he just kept sliding more and more south. I'm a top.
Well, one of mine had, it had a nipple in the middle.
Oh, I have those attachments.
From like pointing like that, for like point massaging. And once that got in far enough in there, that was enough of a bottom for me to get off. About as bottomed as I bottomed.
Wow.
I mean this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
A little bit rougher for your balls right there. Yeah. This is, ooh, if you're really into it. Hold on. That's some kinky shit there. We can keep going on there.
Yeah.
Oh.
The attachments
that's like,
are nice.
That looks like a little tiny swords.
But they feel so good when you're massaging your neck, back.
Balls, taint.
Oh.
The soles of your feet. The curve inside there.
Don't go feet to taint. That's how you get an infection.
Yeah.
Unless you're Terry, then you just like feet to nose.
No.
Let me put my foot up here and smell it while I jerk off.
This is going to be a thing now, isn't it?
Hey, you didn't want to do the fisting on Grindr anymore, so we found a new thing.
Okay. Can we move on from this conversation?
Yeah, you were talking about getting your nipples pierced. I've noticed that Michael's are pierced.
Yeah, he showed us last time. Yeah.
Mine used to be pierced. I was made to take them out. You know? I didn't want to.
I don't know how you wanted to react to that. For what kind of BDSM relationship were you in? It's like, take them out.
Yes, daddy.
Prison.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of yes, daddy then. Okay. I got it.
Term on incarceration.
Wow. Okay. So I think I said this the last time. This is a train wreck.
No, it's not.
Yes, well, I'm sorry. Maybe the host should lead us in some conversations. Stop bringing up, you know, butthole chainsaws.
I didn't bring up butthole chainsaws.
Well, you're not encouraging us to move on to something else. It's just as bad.
Douglas, find something for us to talk about.
What? What a bottom. Fine. Make the top do it.
Why? They do everything else.
You're right. Bottoms are lazy in bed, let me tell you. They're great when they're like 21. Then, like, you know, oh, my hips hurt. Oh, my legs are tired. Oh, they just, can't you just hold my ankles up? Yeah. Don't be just throwing it in there now. Bottoms are just prissy little shits.
So what is your kinks? Do you have any? Like, I don't have kinks per se. I've done a lot of kinky shit and been into it, but not like enough that I want to keep going with it and making it snowball into anything else. So I really don't consider them kinks, just experiences.
Oh, kinks. You asked me 10 years ago. Yes. Now I'm just old. Really into like jock straps and leather harnesses. I like the whole leather scene. Used to have a swing that was fun, kind of into the dominant play, not like BDSM, but dominant play.
And you mentioned a wolf's tail.
Yeah, the butt plug. It's all fun and games until someone farts and shoots the cat.
Yeah.
Not in me.
How'd that wolf kill that cat? Well, sit down and I'll tell you a little story.
Where's
the story?
What, about the wolf tail?
No, his story.
You have a story?
He said, sit down and I'll tell you a story. Where's the fucking story?
I was talking about the cat getting killed by a wolf.
Gay edition of Are You Afraid of the Dark? Did he douche or did he lie?
So anyways, back to the kink thing.
Okay. What more you want to know?
Do you have any now?
No, I'm too old. I'm just happy to get it in.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm on the same lines. I don't know what it is. Like in your 40s, you start like, I don't know.
In your 40s, you're like, it still goes up on its own.
I'm hoping that like in the 50s, I'll get some type of second wind.
So what is the kinky shit that you've done, Doug?
I once had a guy put his feet together and I fucked his feet. Let's see. That was my idea.
Terry, stop clutching your pearls. You're just like. Once again, I can't tell from his face. Is he excited or mortified?
Yeah.
Never been into feet myself. I'm going to be honest.
I wasn't into feet. I just wanted to see if I could do it. Back then, I was younger. And
that's not a kink. That's you like, what can I put my dick in today?
But I could come into, like, when I was ready. I could make it last as long as I wanted, but then I could also come when I was ready. And I just wanted to see if the feet would work, because I'm not
in
the
feet.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah, I bet.
You know,
I did that before.
You fuck someone's feet?
Yeah.
What the fuck's wrong with you all?
And it's really good too, because when you're into yoga, you get really flexible and you can use your own feet, and it's a different feeling. It's like
it's like using the left hand.
Yeah.
Feels this like is some nun is bullshit. Oh, I've never fucked, but they used my feet. No, this is some fucked up shit. My vagina's for Jesus, but my feet are for the devil. What the fuck is this?
It's not cheating if I use my feet.
Never been that desperate. I'm going to tell you right now. At no point I'm like, I'm so horny, I'd fuck his feet, bunions, ribs for my pleasure. No, fuck you.
But there's a whole kink into that too. There's a lot of people into that.
Yeah, it's not mine.
Yeah, but I've tried all kinds of stuff. I even fisted a guy once. Well, actually, I did it twice because he was into it. But like, there's no
face way. That face Terry made, that was no.
Yeah,
he's like, and that would be the last time you've done it.
Yeah, like. Yeah, like he, I was like, look, that's big.
Yeah, you have big hands.
And I was elbow in up to here.
Damn.
And I'm like, what the hell? Do you have insides? Are you a Cylon? Like, are you, do you have an interior?
I mean, I've fisted before.
You know, huh?
I fisted before. Not, I haven't been fisted. I have fisted before.
But like,
before.
Where's it go?
In them.
Yeah.
A butthole is very fucking durable, let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's been through some shit.
Yeah, they do go through a lot.
There was that one time you were telling me about the guy that was into like rubbing or tickling or whatever he said until he cummed.
There was this guy, he was like older. I lived in Salisbury, and he was married and everything, and he would come over to my house, and at first we just hung out all the time. Well, then one day he was like, look, he's like, my wife won't do it because she thinks I'm crazy. I'm like, do what? He's like, I like my nipples squeezed so hard that you're going to think they're going to pop off. And it was extreme nipple squeezing. And he never wanted to actually have sex with a man. He just wanted me to stand there and squeeze his nipple as hard as I could while he masturbated.
Let me make this very clear. And if I'm you like, ever try that to me, I'm going to punch you right in the fucking
like that's,
face.
That's me. Like, I'll get off my fucking titty like that, you know? But he, like, I asked him, I said, you sure you don't want to go get pliers and, like, crank down on that motherfucker?
I have clamps.
Because he loved it.
Why didn't he just get his nipples pierced? Doesn't that give you that...
I have no idea. Not, I don't know. It's that, not that. It makes them feel good. It does feel good.
See, I actually lost a little sensation when I got mine pierced. Like,
yeah, I got sensation. Especially the day after they were done.
Oh, let me tell you, don't get it done in January.
My brother had a Jeep with these monster tires on it. We were heading back from Ocean City the day after I got him pierced. And it just vibrating. And I'm holding my shirt out like this the whole way down the road, like crying, like it hurts.
He jizzed himself. I guarantee you. He's like, oh, did you sense it? Yeah.
Can you hit a pothole? Finish this off.
Oh my God. He leaked on that one too. Jesus Christ. That's Doug's kink. I'm going to leave the stain on every seat.
You ruined my Jeep seats, man.
Wow.
Once again, I can't tell if Terry's excited or mortified.
Confused, maybe.
Yeah. He hasn't had experience with much stuff.
Oh, I do.
But he needs to experience things.
So, a fun fact about me. Going through college, I used to work for a leather BDSM dom play club, and I was a bartender and or bouncer. I've seen some shit.
Yeah.
Best tip I ever made was just slowly stepping on a man's genitals until he's like cried.
Damn.
Gave me like 400 euros. I didn't touch it. Like,
so that's like 300.
Another way.
Oh, that's back then. How long ago was it? Isn't the euro worth more now?
Than the now dollar? It's worth more.
Yeah.
But even back then, so like a euro back then was like $1.05.
Okay.
Because remember, even back then, we were going through a recession as well.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Had a threesome going down 95.
Wait, but while driving?
Yeah.
I'm not getting in the car with you. Stop staring at me like that, Terry. I wasn't even
driving. That was somebody else driving their car.
Wait a minute. Like, so you got a chauffeur to fuck? This is the ultimate thing. Can you host? No. Can you host? No. I have the best friend who can Uber for us. Actually, I think we're in Grindr Uber. We need to patent this shit.
Fuck yeah. Jump on it now.
No, no one's getting my car with Pent that.
Our phones just heard it. Sorry. Google will now. Find a way to make
Grindr will do it.
Patent pending.
Grindr's like, we need a straight Grindr because gay Grindr's not pulling in enough people.
Isn't that called Tinder?
Yeah, that's what I thought. So now they've got a straight grinder.
They literally do, called Grinder Straight.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
why?
Okay, so
like,
there's this kid that was talking to me, and he said, so I was on Grindr, and I seen this really cute girl, and I was like,
excuse me?
But that's not a girl. And he's like, no, seriously, she's really pretty. And I'm like, you might want to double check underneath the blouse.
No, you
don't. Because there's probably fake titties. And he's like, no, really? So he like brings it up. And I'm like, since when did they fucking make a straight grinder? And then he was all confused. He's like, well, why'd you say it wasn't a girl? I said, because Grindr is a gay app. I didn't even know they had a straight version of it. Look at us, fucking a straight version.
Jesus Christ. Fucking.
Nope. Yeah, like there's plenty of fish. There's tons of them out there.
For I don't straight know.
People.
FarmersOnly.com.
Is that where you two met? Because now you live in the fucking boonies.
I was on there to meet an Amish. Didn't work.
Did I ever tell you the story of the first time I saw an Amish person? It was horrifying. I almost shit myself.
No.
Wasn't entirely sure what Amish were back then. First time ever met Andrew's parents. He drives me up to the PA. Number one, fuck you, Glade. Country fresh air smells like cow shit. But we digress. He and his family lived in a trailer park in the middle of a fucking cornfield. And towards the evening, like it's dusk, I went to go smoke. And of course, they're like, there's no smoking. Jesus doesn't believe in smoking. Okay, whatever. So I go out the back door that overlooks the fucking cornfield. I'm smoking. I see the corn move. I'm like, what fucking critter's about to pop out of there? This child.
Malachi.
Motherfucker. This child with a straw hat and a sickle and like some kind of fucking weird outfit from the 1700 comes out. I'm like, holy fucking shit. It's children of the goddamn corn. I go inside. I'm like, Andrew, get in the car. We got to go. They're like, oh, that's like Mikha or something like that. I'm like, I've seen it. I know his devil name. We ain't staying here because it's either black people or gay people who die first. There ain't no black people in this fucking country because they're too smart to live here. We got to go.
Poor Andrew.
But no, don't poor fucking Andrew. Number one, he sent me out to the fucking boonies. I don't live in the boonies. I'm a city person. I'm fine with that. I'll fight you in the streets. I don't do this country bullshit. My idea of country is going to go picking apples on apple season or the farmer's market. I ain't fucking doing all that.
No bonfires, no tubing, no river ratting.
I can do that on a beach.
Yeah.
No, I have no problem doing that. That's like a day trip country. That's fun. I'm not living in a fucking cornfield. I'm not going to go fucking feed the cows at 4 o'clock in the morning. Fuck your face. No. 4 o'clock in the morning, I want to be crawling back in from a bar crawl and making regretful decisions of what I'm going to eat for breakfast before I pass out for 4 hours.
What's a regretful breakfast?
Oh, what have I done when I was drunk
before? Donuts and chocolate milk.
That's a depressing breakfast. We've all had those.
A girl I know I work with had donuts yesterday or thing, and I walked in and I was like, donuts. And she's like, want one? I'm like, I can't eat them because they're full of gluten.
Bitches, but, let me tell you.
Like, I love donuts.
These are some bougie gays in my house, let me tell you.
We don't eat gluten, you know. Do you have any, like, stevia or, you know, natural sugar replacements? But don't
you have it?
Fuck you. That's not your point. Because I'm an accommodating gay. I'm going to judge you and I'm going to make fun of you, but I do it to your face.
Please, I know when you're at Wegmans, you're like, I need to have this just in case there's a bougie queen up in my house and I got to get this home. You know, so you're actually...
How fucking dare you call me out so accurately?
You're actually...
He's like, hold on, let me check my bougie queen list.
You know what? Oh, you want to play this game? Oh, we can throw some shade. I've seen the gourmet breakfast you made. Terry sends me this picture. I'm like, what the fuck is the gray shit floating in the yellow shit? He's like, it's ham and eggs. What the fuck? With American cheese melting on top. Okay, motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
That was his regretful breakfast. Terry, yeah. You got fighting eyes. He's like, don't fight. That's my favorite.
It is my favorite.
The microphone can't hear these eyes, but they're going right for you.
It's my regretful breakfast that he makes me because he knows I like it after I wake up in the morning with a headache from drinking too much last night.
Yeah, sausage.
Why can't you be normal like me and just put like Bailey's in your cereal?
No. No, I like my scrambled eggs with cubed up ham and American
cheese. Cereal has gluten in it.
Cheerios is gluten-free, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Same with the corn and the rice chex.
Honey nut.
Yeah, you're all for that sweet nut.
Yep. Honey nut's
I'm really favorite. Mad how both of them looked at me and just like nodded in excitement.
I like honey nut Cheerios with maple syrup in it. And then just like...
Best part of waking up is diabetes.
Can we get on track? It's pretty bad when I'm the one trying to like... We gotta get on track.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, they got coffee.
Let's take a second to talk about Midnight Alchemy. Midnight Alchemy is all-natural products hand-created by Miss Karen Jones, one awesome human being that is a queen in my eyes. I just wanted to join you tonight and talk about my cousin Karen Jones' products. They are the most amazing products I've ever used. I mean, they're so helpful and so invigorating, so vibrant. The smells, it's just wonderful what she does. And she makes jellies and jams, and she just makes sauces. And she makes these things called jalapeno, pickled jalapenos, and it's called cowboy candy. It's just amazing. So try my cousin Karen's products, y'all. You can find Karen Jones' company, Midnight Alchemy, by going to Etsy.com. and searching Midnight Alchemy LLC. You can also talk to her on Facebook at facebook.com/MidnightAlchemy423. All right, now let's get back to this awesome show. Giddy up, y'all. Bye.
So welcome back to the show. We are going to try to rein it in a little bit.
Actually have a topic.
So we are going to talk about.
Hold on, before you bring that up, I love the fact when you guys say "ring it in," talk about one topic. You both just stare at me like.
I like the topic. Is it going?
So Doug, introduce the topic.
I want to talk about how Grindr falsely advertises what it really is.
Oh yeah, that's some bullshit.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Ew. If you put it in your mouth and it's shriveled and spicy, spit that shit out.
So for those of you who don't know what Grindr is, or those of you who are pretending you don't know what Grindr is,
we're looking at you.
It's advertised as a gay dating chat app where you can meet friends and local people and hang out. But really, it's just a hookup site full of debauchery and sin. You know?
I hate how you say sin. You yet again both just stare at me.
You damn sinner.
It's fun. But no, it's full of fucking shit. Like, you just go on there. It's like, huh? How are you? I'm good. How are you? Butthole.
You didn't ask for it, but here's a picture of my anus.
It's like, no, thank you.
I like how you read the profile and you go down through and it's like, you know, this whole entire thing, like looking for a good time, looking for fun. And then it says on the down low.
Yeah. And then you get these people contacting you and they don't even have pictures or a profile. And there's like, hey, what's up? And then they send you a picture of a dick. I'm like, well, you're for one, you need to realize that. Well, my profile, it says top. I'm not interested in that. And then they'll send to the asshole. I'm like, I'm not interested in that either. Like,
now, are you not interested because you're just for friends? Or are you like, that's an ugly butt?
Well, my profile said I'm just looking for friends, people to hang out. Because I want to get to know somebody before I burn them down, you know? I just can't just like walk up into an adult bookstore and be like, hey, who wants to suck me off?
Yeah. Unless it's your feet, then he'll stick his dick in between those.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we determined before the commercial break.
Yeah. As long as they ain't got sand on them, because that irritates things.
Exfoliates.
That's like sandpaper. No, thank you. Yeah, I sanded my dick last week. There was a little bit of sand on the feet.
Yeah, I put sand in my Vaseline.
It just makes me think of like those teenagers who are in the shower and they just use like random body washes to jack off to, but they don't realize they're using like St. Ives exfoliating rub, and they're like, ow! Why is it biting back?
Oh, there's apricot pits.
Oh my god. Imagine getting that stuck in your pee hole. You're just shooting like little pellets the next week. Why is there a chip in the toilet? Fucking apricots.
Babe, I think I got kidney stones.
No, it's just St. Ives. You're fine, baby.
St. Ives. You'll be fine.
So, anyways, back to the Grindr false advertising. Do they even advertise?
They did for a while. I remember I used to see it like randomly on like Facebook and things like that. And sometimes when you were like playing games on your phone or whatever, like, what was that other one? Meetup and Kick would show up. And every now and then it's like, Grindr, talk to, make friends with other LGBTQ people in your area. I'm like, oh, this sounds lovely.
Yeah, they got Scruff.
Nice.
They got them for like every type of person you want to, whatever world you're in. Bear world, Scruff, Twink world.
Let me tell you. Andrew is friends with this guy named Jeff. And he comes over and he, you know, I think he's cool. I think he's a friend of mine now, too. But it's upsetting because he's a young 20-year-old gay guy. He starts talking about these things. I'm like, what
is that? That happened after my generation.
He's like, oh, I'm on this app for bears. I'm like, Scruff. He's like, no, it's Cub and Love and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, how many fucking apps do you need to find some dick? I'm so fucking confused.
Yeah.
And then Andrew and him start telling me all these gay terms. I knew about bear and twink. But there's a whole fucking circus out there of gay people. There's like otters and wolves and fucking giraffes and peacocks, and I don't fucking know.
There's like this new one that I seen a commercial for, well, like an ad for in a game the other day, and it's like, I think it's pronounced tame, but it's like T-A-I-M or something.
How old are you, Terry?
Me?
Yeah.
29.
Oh, fucking duck. All these young ass gays.
Yeah. They need to start one called Taint Happy. And
you already made it.
They have bleached anuses in there, you know? Only if you have a bleached anus.
Let's talk about that topic. Who the fuck ever went, you know what'd be nice? If my butthole was just a shade lighter. What the fuck? Number one. Why? Why is this a thing?
Everything seems like it's a thing. Like, there's so many people out there into so many things. And because of the world we're in now, you can freely say who you are and what you're into.
But we don't need to be bleaching each other's buttholes. This has just gone out of control.
I know, I'm hilarious.
This is Terry's way of saying shut the fuck up, Michael. But okay.
Continue. I digress.
Shade.
So,
yeah, I actually, that's how I met Michael, was on Grindr, because my Grindr, I just had there just to meet people. And people were always hitting me up and just sending me naked pictures out of the blue and wanting to hook up. And it's like, I literally put it on my Grindr profile so that I would just meet the people that want to be friends, you know? But it seems like they don't believe you if you put that on there. They think you're just saying that, you know, so it's like there's no respect on Grindr. It's not a respectful app.
It's a bunch of trashy ass hoe-filled gays. That's what Grindr is. I'm surprised that you met Mac on Grindr.
The funny thing is, he actually, when we first actually met face to face, he's like, oh, I got here. I thought you blocked me because I couldn't find you on it. I'm like, oh, I deleted that. He's like, didn't you just join? I was like, do you know how many assholes I saw from the conversation you and I had to meeting here? I'm done.
You know what I did like to do with Grindr when I was going like to travel down to Ocean City or traveling somewhere? I would leave it on because after you got to the end of your vacation, you'd have like 20 different messages from all these guys along the way that saw you pop up. And because they were sluts in their area and well known for that, they didn't have no new meat. So when they would see somebody new pop up, they would attack them. And you get all these weird messages, you know, stop at the Wawa and come into the bathroom, things like that.
I'm good. I'm good.
Like, I don't know if a blowjob in a Wawa bathroom is really on my list of things I need to accomplish.
Nope. No, I'm good. I'm good. That's not the hoagie I came in for.
I was about to say that puts a whole new meaning to getting a hoagie.
Now, if it's Arby's, they got the meats. Maybe
that's
Arby's
more bathroom. Like, that's meat flaps. That's vagina. That's like abused vagina.
Oh. The tender hookups. Arby's.
That was a really good sound effect. That really sounded like... that sounded like the real thing.
It's the closest thing you guys are going to come to it.
So, no, but one time when before I met Doug, when I was on Grindr and everything, I had taken...
Isn't that how you two met?
Yeah. I had taken the lasers... I had taken the lasers from work for grading to make sure everything's on grade and ready for like blacktop and stuff down to the place where we get them calibrated. Oh, somebody's talking.
It's Bella.
Hey, Bella.
So we, when I got there, I heard the grinder thing go off and I was like, what the hell? Like, you know, it has that distinct sound when it goes off. And yeah. And so I look at it and this guy that was like 2 miles away was like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, not much. And he's like, you want to come over? I'm like, no, bro, I'm traveling for work. I'm good. And he's like, oh, well, maybe next time.
You're booking appointments through Grindr. Yeah. I think not.
Well, I got a Google Calendar for it.
It's synced to my Grindr.
I just plop. Oh, that's the next hookup.
You all some hoes, let me tell you.
Oh, I am not a hoe.
Didn't you fuck someone's feet and a redneck neighbor from across the way?
Yes, but I'm not a hoe. I am a trashy whore.
I'm an honest hoe, and all my hoes is honest.
Yeah.
You ever see that movie, Harlem Nights?
No.
It's totally worth watching.
This is how old Andrew and I are. Guess where we met?
Where?
MySpace.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Bringing up the MySpace. That takes me back to high school.
MySpace
isn't... Fuck you. How fucking dare you?
MySpace isn't the same thing.
Not anymore.
It's still there, but it's weird.
Yeah. I don't even remember how to log into mine.
MySpace now is really just like they tried to improve it and bring it back in like 2014. And Facebook was just too big of a thing.
And now we have TikTok.
Yeah.
And Snapchat.
Until President Trump takes it away.
Well, they figured out.
What the fuck is that man going to do?
No, he just wanted it secure because the CCP runs all that stuff. That's not what
he wanted. He literally got pissed because all those teenagers outsmarted his fucking like little campaign.
But they figured out a way to keep it. And keep it secure, so it's supposed to be staying now.
It's going to stay.
Yeah.
And guess what? That was never his thing. He just realized how much of an idiot he was, and he realized if he tried, he would have gotten sued the shit out of him. So now he's trying to, like, backtrack and use people who actually have college degrees to figure out what the fuck.
Well, how can we spin this so I don't look as much of an idiot that I am?
If you can't tell, I'm not a supporter.
So, our next topic, as we transition here, is going to be talking about the things you should never say to your gay mates.
Like straight people shouldn't say to us, or we shouldn't say to each other?
No, that straight people shouldn't say to us.
Oh, I got that. Number one, I'm cool with your straight, just don't hit on me. Bitch, fucking the women don't want you. What makes you think I do? And two, if we're tops, we definitely don't want you because we know you don't wipe properly. We don't need corn nuggets in our pee hole.
You haven't learned what would that be called? Like
hygiene?
Yeah, basic karma, basic rules to being a gay person. Like you haven't learned those things yet. You know, you don't clean that ass, right?
It's like that TikTok. It's like, there he is. There's the guy who doesn't spread his cheeks in the shower to let the water in. I bet that ass is stinky. That is all fucking straight men. When they're all like, white wipes, what the fuck? I ain't using that. I'm gay. It's not a gay thing, but it's the best way to deter us. When you spread the cheeks and it sounds like those old socks that like crinkle when they dry. We're good. We're good. That's why they fuck in the shower in prisons, because you know it's clean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the first one is, which one is the man and which one is the woman?
That's ridiculous. I do hate that one.
I mean, maybe one's trans.
Which one's
trans?
The top, which one's the bottom?
That's what they're wondering? Yeah. What the fuck are you going to do when they're two bisexual verses?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be bad.
Are you trying to figure out which one of us you're trying to go after?
Yeah, that's rude.
Yeah.
So the next one is, when did you first decide you were gay?
Say that word again.
Decide.
No. You mean when we realized?
Chose. It's a choice.
Yeah.
Slap the shit. I don't know. This. When did you decide that, you know, dick didn't taste as good as vagina? Oh, you just knew?
Oh.
Or maybe you haven't given it another shot. You know, maybe that's true with you too. Why don't you come here and suck my balls for a little bit?
No.
Oh, because it absolutely disgusts you? My favorite thing is this girl I used to work for. She's like, well, how do you know? Number one, I have tried it. I'm polite. I tried it before I decided I don't like it. I was like, I'll tell you what. Do you want to eat a nice, big, wet vagina? She goes, ew, that's my reaction, bitch. You mean every fiber of your being goes,
eh. So you're choosing to think it's disgusting?
I'm going to slap the shit on you on air.
So the next one is, do you fancy me? This is probably the one that agitates the hell out of me.
I've never heard him use that word, fancy me.
Well, this is also...
This goes back to what I was saying. It's like, oh, don't hit on me. Don't flirt with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you. Number one. This irritates me. They're like, oh, because you're gay and I'm a man. You're just instantly going to want me. Do you see every fucking ugly woman going through Walmart and go, that has a vagina, so I want it. That's how we think when we see you.
Yeah. See, my best friends are secure, straight men. And I've never had an issue. Like, I can say anything I want. They joke and play back, but I don't get this type of stuff.
I'll tell you what.
It's the insecure guys that are homophobic. And that's why I have my new saying, you know, homophobic men. It, like, the definition is, are they more afraid that they're going to make it into my spank bank? Or are you more afraid that I'm going to make it into yours?
They're more afraid. They're like, I've always wanted to try it, but I don't admit it. I'll tell you what. I wish some of my straight best friends were a little bit more like homophobic. They're way too fucking comfortable with me. It's upsetting. Like, his name is Doug, not you. Because this one's straight, obviously. And obviously gets better haircuts. I digress.
Yeah, I know straight Doug.
No, you don't. Anyhow, he doesn't live in the trailer park. But like... We'll go to the bathroom and I'll walk in and he's at the urinal, like not my bathroom, but like a public one. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. He like pull down his pants. So it shows his ass through the underwear. It's like, am I making your experience better? I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. That's what I love about their secure straight man. Cause they just joke and play. They don't give a shit and they're fun to be around.
Yeah. And I was like, what are you going to do one of these days if I do stick my dick in it? He's like, well, I'll cry at first, but I'll toughen it up. I ain't no bitch. I was like, I'm done with you.
So the next one is, can we go to a gay club? I'm dying to know what it's like.
Then go.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Here's the address to Bush River Bookstore. Start there.
Don't.
I have never been there.
Neither have I.
I'm going to take you up there one time just to show you like what's going on. You should watch stuff.
Is it like those videos where you walk in and there's like a guy with his legs like strapped up?
Not like that. That's like in a foreign country. Where's that at?
That's in the Czech Republic.
Denmark, yeah. Like this. It's not like that. There's just like, I'll take you there sometimes just so you can see it. You know, because like it's just an experience.
No, don't. You're gonna get the clap just walking in.
So this one is kind of annoying when people are like, "Hey, can we go to the gay club?"
Yeah.
Like anybody can. Like, why are you asking me stupid fucking questions? And there is stupid questions.
Oh, there's my best one. Oh, you're gay, so you must love Britney, bitch. No, motherfucker. No. Just because I'm gay does not mean I have bad taste in music. Back the fuck up.
So the next one is no offense, but yeah, that was gay.
I've got a gay friend. I know a gay guy. One of my best friends is gay.
No, this is my best friend. Oh, my friend Travis is gay. You must know him. No, bitch.
Yeah, gay Travis. Or, everybody knows gay Travis with the cowboy hat.
Any of us, when we were single, it's like, oh, I know someone. He's perfect for you. Oh, why? Because he's gay.
You know what? You know what we should start doing? When they say, oh, I know a gay guy, Andrew. I'm like, yeah, Andrew, I know Andrew. He has a blow-up doll that looks just like you that he fucks the hell out of every night. And just totally turning around on him. Like, oh, yeah, I know him. He's really into you. He talks about turning you gay all the time.
Or my favorite, you're gay? Let's go get our nails done and let's get facials. No, bitch, my definition of facials different.
Yeah.
So the next one is, I'll kiss you for a dare.
I'm sorry. Clarify?
Spin the bottle. I dare you to kiss this person.
Yeah. So, like, I'll kiss you for a dare, meaning, like, you don't say that to your gay mates. Like, oh, I'll kiss you for a dare.
I don't understand what's wrong with
that. For the purpose, well, the verbiage after says, don't fuck with us. Don't use our sexuality as something for your own amusement. Our emotions as a toy for you to play with and then toss aside like they're meaningless.
I don't find that really that offensive. Like if someone's like, oh yeah, you know, I don't know. Maybe because I'm just more European, but I used to kiss my friends all the time. Girls, guys, now I wouldn't be blah, 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 blah. But like some, like I've kissed some of my straight male friends. Like we went, like I've had friends who went to like gay pride when I lived in LA. And like someone would hit on them, they're like, I was like, and they're like, and I like kiss them, even though we're not attracted to each other and he's straight and I'm gay. But that gave the other guy an idea. It's like, oh, back off. He's oh,
this is my bitch.
But you know why that was rude? I'm going to admit that. I was like, how was it for you? He's like, you taste funky. I was like, fuck your face.
So the next one is, I hope you're not going to try it on with me.
Try what?
To hit on them?
No, I have standards. I'm good.
Yeah. Be like, after your father, you just seem like second best.
Be careful. I'm in that age where either you or your dad can call me daddy.
I do have another t-shirt. I'll go down on you and your dad at the same time.
No, I'm good.
So the next one doesn't actually bother me, but it's that's so gay.
Yeah, I don't care about that stuff either. There's friends of mine that say fag and stuff all the time, and I just don't care.
You know? It's just gotten to the point, like, I get it. Don't use our sexuality to be, like, negative and all that stuff. But at the same time, I'm like, ugh, hetero shit. So.
Yeah. You can't be a double standard.
Exactly.
We can't hate in others what we hate about ourselves.
I mean, I've always learned, especially if you have friends that aren't getting the sensitivity thing, throw it back at them. Like, 'cause someone's like, ugh. Fudge Packers, I'm like, ugh, beaver butt beaters. What?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, I can do that too.
I'm a tongue puncher dart star.
So the next one you kind of hit on already.
Have I hit on? How
dare you? I know a gay guy who'd be perfect for you.
Fuck you. Just fuck you. No, not him. Not literally fucking you, but no. No, thank you.
Oh, are you done with him? Did you try that out? You know it's good.
See, this one I don't understand, but I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Can you get me some drugs?
Oh, I get it.
I get it.
It's because...
Yeah, anything you want.
Yeah, maybe it's because I lived in more cities than maybe you guys, but the gay community is big, especially when it comes to like the club scene, the party scene and all that on drugs. I mean, look at poppers. It's a drug and almost... 80% of the gay culture has them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've lived in cities and stuff before. I actually like the city, but I also love the country.
What city?
New York.
Oh, okay.
D.C., Fairfax, Virginia.
I thought you were going to say, like, Essex.
No.
When are you getting married?
Number one, that very freshly got legalized in, you know, federally. So stop acting like it's been an option for everyone for so long.
And honestly, unless you and your partner own a business and a house and have kids, being married doesn't matter. Like, those things are really just to legally help you out if one partner dies or something happens, you know?
See, I'm more looking at it this way. Number one, it's very fresh and new for it federally being legal, but also look at our president. Also look at the fear when it comes to the Supreme Court, where they're about to replace one of the very few non-conservative people who had a seat, and it's at risk to be someone else. So it's a strong possibility that can get overruled and go back to the dark ages. They say we even did get married. It can get annulled. So,
God rest your soul, Miss Ruth.
Why are you bringing God into this? Fuck that heifer. He owes me money.
So the next one is, you can't tell you're gay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sweetie! Fucking sweetie! I'm stealing all this from TikTok, FYI. But bullshit, what is gay? You mean extra femme? Do you mean, like, you know, I paint my fucking nails? What does that mean?
You want me to come bouncing up in this room in all drag and tell you about yourself?
I'm not doing that. I'm already 6'5". I'm not wearing heels. That's just going to be horrifying.
You look fabulous in heels.
No.
As tall as you are?
I have a size 15 and a half foot. What fucking clown shoe heel am I going to wear?
Thigh-high boots.
I have those, but they don't... Well, those are Renaissance boots. They don't count as drag.
Yeah.
Did you just queef on camera?
No.
I think you butt queefed.
All right. So we are out of time for this week. So we're going to wrap it up here. You can follow the podcast on facebook.me/kindcast. You can also follow us on our Twitter and Instagram @kind_cast. I'll put all of the places that you can follow Mac, Doug, myself in the show notes. And if you listen on the Purple Podcast app, please rate, review, and subscribe.
And remember, if you're going to wrap it up, use lambskin. You don't know who's allergic to latex.
Don't do that. Vegans. Poor vegans. Don't do that. And if you don't want to hear me ever again, well, keep it to your fucking self.
And don't try super gluing the head of your penis. That hurts. It's going to come out somehow.
All right. We can't keep going. Shut us off now. Shut us off.
We digress. So until next time, stay true.
Stay weird.
Always be a big deal.
And don't macerate with face pumice.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Weird health, adventure, travel. What?
So, Clay, I finally got to try a butt plug on my girlfriend the other day.
Girl, come on. That's old news. I've been using them since the third grade.
And that's my co-pilot, Clay Underwood. I'm Michelle Summers, and this is What? Your podcast for the strange, the new, and wild escapades.
That's nasty.
Let's take a second to talk about Midnight Alchemy. Midnight Alchemy is all natural products hand-created by Miss Karen Jones, one awesome human being that is a queen in my eyes.
I just want to join you tonight and talk about my cousin Karen Jones' products. They are the most amazing products I've ever used. I mean, they're so helpful and so invigorating, so vibrant. The smells, it's just wonderful what she does, and she makes jellies and jams, and she just makes sauces, and she makes these things called pickled jalapenos, and it's called cowboy candy. It's just amazing. Just try my cousin Karen's products, y'all.
You can find Karen Jones' company, Midnight Alchemy, by going to Etsy.com and searching Midnight Alchemy LLC. You can also talk to her on Facebook at facebook.com/MidnightAlchemy423. All right, now let's get back to this awesome show.
Giddy up, y'all.